worries. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Trading at more than a dozen regional U.S. banks halted Monday when their stock prices plummeted. Financial markets around the world, including Asian markets, are opening lower over fears the U.S. economy could be in trouble. But President Biden insists
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
President vowed that losses from two banks that failed recently will not be borne by the American taxpayer, but will come from the Federal Deposit Insurance Fund. The president is upsetting some environmentalists by greenlighting an oil drilling project on Alaska's North Slope, which could yield 180,000 barrels of crude oil a day, and the president says create thousands of jobs. Campaigning for the 2024 presidential election is on. Former President Trump speaking Monday evening in Davenport, Iowa, about his education policy.
What they're teaching in schools today is insane, and most people understand it. Even the people that want it, they understand it.
Mr. Trump said if returned to the White House, he would cut federal funding for any school that promotes critical race theory or what he called transgender insanity. Former Congressional Representative Pat Schroeder has died. She was the first woman elected to the House from Colorado. She served 12 terms. Pat Schroeder was 82. States of emergency have been declared in parts of New York, Massachusetts, and New Jersey as a powerful nor'easter makes its way toward the Mid-Atlantic and New England states. Some areas are forecast to get 12 to 18 inches of snow through Tuesday. A state appeals court in California has overturned a lower court decision and says companies like Lyft and Uber do not have to treat their drivers as employees nor provide them with benefits. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 90 points. NASDAQ gained 50. The S&P 500 closed almost 6 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Republican leader in the U.S. Senate is out of the hospital after an accident, but not headed back to work yet.
Last week at a fundraiser at the Waldorf Astoria for the Senate Leadership Fund Super PAC, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell fell and was taken to a hospital where he was treated for a concussion. His staff Monday released a statement saying recovery is proceeding well and he was discharged from the hospital, but he is not heading home. The statement says the next step is a period of physical therapy at an inpatient rehab facility and that during treatment, his doctors discovered a minor rib fracture, and he's receiving treatment for that as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Saifullo Saipov, the man who killed 8 people and maimed several others when he deliberately drove a truck onto a New York City bike path on Halloween of 2017, will not face the death penalty. The jury in the penalty phase of his murder trial unable to reach a unanimous decision. That means Saipov will serve life in prison with no chance for parole. An attempt to rush the U.S. border at El Paso, Texas has been repelled.
Hundreds of migrants pushed past Mexican border guards in Ciudad Juarez and rushed a major port of entry in El Paso, Texas. The mostly Venezuelan migrants ran up the Paso del Norte Bridge in an effort to get into the United States. But they were met in the middle of the bridge by CBP special response teams dressed in crowd control gear behind barricades and barbed wire. The standoff lasted for hours, shutting down the port of entry until the migrant group was repelled with the help of the Mexican military. Exclusive video of the aftermath shows the seriousness of the response on both sides of the border as CBP set up a blockade and skirmish line and Mexican soldiers patrolled the bridge.
Fox's Bill Malusian reports some of the migrants questioned after Sunday's attempted bridge crossing said they'd been duped by a social media posting that falsely claimed they'd be allowed to enter the U.S. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.